Why does my lover frustrate me? Oh, wow. That is the topic for today's preaching. Why does my... I don't know. Have you been frustrated by someone that claims that they love you? Huh? You are even afraid to answer. Wow. That means it's not just why my lover frustrates me. It's now why my lover oppresses me. Because when you are frustrated and you still cannot talk, wow, you must be going through a lot. Huh? Have you ever been frustrated by your lover before? Wow, I delivered like 5 people. The rest can still not talk. Gabriel is saying nothing. Absolutely nothing. The wife is just looking straight. If they born you well, talk. Gabriel, has your lover ever frustrated you? Wow, 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 wow. Amen. So we need to look at that because it's very important to understand why our lovers keep frustrating us as though the enemy sent them to us. Because sometimes it's very frustrating. You see, there was something that pained David the most in his sojourn on earth. He had a lot of battles and a lot, but one of the things that hurt him the most was Absalom's betrayal. You see, there's something about those who we love and those who love us. It's not really the action that pains us. It's the weight that they carry with us. Huh? So it becomes more painful. You see, sometimes you don't even mind if a stranger did it to you. But when your lover does it to you, and then... how many of you have really, really vented to your lover out of frustration inside your mind that you could not say it out? In your mind. How many of you have abused someone you love in your mind, but you could not say it out? Raise your hand. Wow. Wow. I thought the people in church will always tell the truth. I'm very shocked. People don't mind taking these things to their grave. I said, if you have ever abused someone who you love or who loves you in your mind, you couldn't say the insult out. Raise your hand if you have done that. Wow. More hands. You know, unfortunately, I've done it before, unfortunately. Yeah, but not this lover. May God grant us boldness in life. May God grant us boldness. Even on the altar, I'm still afraid. So I understand you. I tell you the truth. Sometimes frustration comes from within. But we need to understand it. And I chose the word carefully, frustration. You see, sometimes it's frustration because you are coming back there. You know, that's the beautiful thing about marriage. You are coming back what? There. That's why I advise people, don't date too much. Don't date too much. Don't date too many people. So that you won't think breakup is normal. Because you'll be shocked. Because your soul is used to breakup. You'll now be shocked that in marriage there's no breakup. But you've already trained yourself to say you are not doing again. I mean, you know there are people here who when they got married, any small thing they will say they are not doing again. Yeah. It was later it dawned on you that. That's people who are used to dating. You understand? What is nonsense? I'm not doing it again. But you just find out that now the consequences of I'm not doing it again is very eternal. Like sometimes you check the consequences and find out that hellfire can be part of it. Yeah. And then it now shocks you when you just find out that, so you mean I can't leave this thing? And then when you ask that question out of shock, you see, your shock will not give you a different answer. Even if you are shocked, the answer will still be, no, you cannot leave it. Then the Holy Spirit will not also now allow you leave. And you know, when the Holy Spirit says don't do something, how do you do it and still be a child of God? That is a challenge. So, we need to answer this question. And then you can't really ask your partner, why are you frustrating me? Because your partner will reply and say, so I represent frustration in your life. And before you know, you start apologizing for saying that. I'm not going to apologize for what you really wanted to say. Like, that's what you really want to say, actually. It's just that what you want to say is not acceptable. And you don't want to say it in a different way. It's the way you first said it. Is how you really mean it. But the response you got made you change your mind. I said, that's really not what I mean. And then you start creating a new meaning that you don't need. And mean it. I said, wow. So that's why frustration is the word. Yeah. Sometimes frustration is the word because what you really want to say, the person doesn't get you. Yeah. Also, a very shocking thing when the person doesn't get you. How many of you noticed that you have been complaining about the same thing? Like, it's not like you have a new problem with your husband. Like, the same problem. And you're wondering, sometimes the problem is two. Sometimes even one. Do you know there are people whose major issue with their wives is that their wife does not give them food. And they have settled that problem severally. And still their wife is still not giving them food. When they settle it, they will give them food for 2 weeks. I have this brother. Anytime I go to his house, there's an alarm. It's his voice. When it's 12:40 in the afternoon, you just hear that alarm, it will scream. Sha wani jaule ini. It screams. I've used to that alarm. Every time I visit around 12:40, because he would have been holding himself to be a responsible man. Suddenly he would just scream. Sha wani jaule ini. Because the wife is in love with house chores. She has an affinity for washing toilets. So she will clean the house. She keeps cleaning. She cleans and cleans and cleans. And when she's cleaning, she'll come to the parlor, peck him, she'll keep walking. And this particular man loves food. Like, when he eats, you can see, I'm telling you, I've never met someone that loves food like that. He eats on the floor. It's like the major thing they do with their finances is food. He eats on the floor with a lot of meat. And then you can see the smile. Like, when he's eating, he's happy. And he's always a bar, man, all those kind of. He will be happy. And it doesn't matter. When you join him, he will be happier. He loves food, you see. But his wife doesn't really eat. Doesn't really love food. She loves business. She's a very business involved. Yeah. So she has gone to see one client that wants to buy one necklace. And that thing will delay till around 7. She's rushing back home. The guy is in the parlor. Fuming. And he doesn't like eating out. Doesn't like eating out. Amen. You see, I know you are making a lot of murmurings. You see, but that man I'm talking about, he has brothers here. So don't think you are complaining as if it's a strange thing. I'm telling you, there are people here that are like that, that their hope for marriage. Yeah. Is that I will come begin chop now. How many of you imagine either before you married or now that you're planning to marry, one of your excitement about marriage is food? Raise your hand. Yeah. So you, it's here. So don't think, so they are here. So don't think it's a strange, unbeliever phenomenon. Now look at that man, for example, now. He will sometimes think, is it too much to ask? You know? Sometimes it gets to us, is it too much to ask for this one thing? Why is it? And you say you love me and you can't do this one thing. And so sometimes you get frustrated, you know. Sometimes you complain about the same thing over and over again and the person repeats the same thing. And sometimes you get frustrated because there's nowhere to go. That's the funny thing about the married thing. There's nowhere to go. If you go outside, you're coming back home. Praise God. Praise God. Then it's even worse for a woman. You know, you can't just go outside. Yeah. You can't just walk out. You know, all those things are new age phenomenon. You know, it's a real thing. Eh? You can't go home. Even if you go and meet your mother will send you back. And you now say, you know, marriage makes a woman shocked sometimes. You just find out that you can't go anywhere. You understand? You just can't go anywhere. Especially when you are a believer again. You just can't go anywhere. Where do you want to go to? Even your friend will not take you in. Yeah, except it's an issue of life and death too. Your friend will not think. You can't go and meet your friend and say, that man is frustrating me. I'll be here for 1 week. She won't allow you. If she's a sensible person, she won't allow you. Say, Lossy Leokwe. Because they can arrest her. So you are there. Wow. So that's why it's called frustration. I didn't use anger. Sometimes you just get frustrated. Now, 99% of marital relationships stem out of love. Am I not correct? You are in love, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember when my wife was in love with me.
Wow.
She was really in love with me those days. Yeah, there's nothing she wouldn't do for me. She would just come to my house. In fact, there was one day, I'm sorry, but I'm preaching. There was one day by 7:30, I'd see my wife in my house, my girlfriend. I tell you, she just appeared in my house. Because maybe we're not happy, we were fighting over the night and the morning, I just saw her. So what are you doing here? I'm just here. That's love. I told you about the time I used my old school fees to buy her food and take her to the hospital. School fees. About twice. I told you of the day I forgot to ask her what she will eat. And I went to one eatery and I bought 5 meals. So that she would choose one. Wow.
Yeah.
Come and tell me what you have done. Come and tell me. Because it's looking like it's only me. Tell me what you have done. Let me give him the mic. It's not only me, I'm telling you. 99% of marital relationships stem out of love. Come.
Okay.
Let us hear.
I remember then that I work on the island and I closed late. So with all the traffic stress, I would still find my wife to Ajumon. I stayed there listening. The road was bad then. Everywhere was bad then. Just, is it Ajumon or... Okay, just inside Ajumon there. Yeah. And I would stay late. Her sister would be asking her, show lolly, I will call lolly. So that's one of the things I did.
Was the road that terrible to you, to your soul? Did you?
I know it wasn't bad then.
Smooth.
It's not that we are going there. I'll just try not to move in a loop. It's terrible.
Yeah. I tell you. It's all serious. Love. Serious love. Relax, come and tell us your own. No, bring the mic here. I tell you. Tell us your own, relax.
Okay, so it might not really be big because of the kind of person I am. I have a lot of sister friends around me. So it'll be very strange. They used to see me as a very strong guy that's always there for everybody. But I remember she was in law school at the time. Think about 2013. Thereabout. So I was at Hip TV doing something at the time. I can just leave. We're working, we're doing strategy. I'll just leave. I'll just be crying. Because that time she was showing me serious pepe. So, I'll just be, then my sister is 90, and I'll say, oh my sister, I brought me the debai. I'll just be crying. There were some ladies that come, I'll just study to, we have to, we're friends, I mean, it's really, she just, I thank God.
I tell you.
Suit you, bro, in the back.
Give Gabriel the mic. What are you
saying? He's working. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so it's like one of the, when I wanted to get married, my wife's folks were not interested in it. So one of the biggest adventures I've done in my life is to leave Lagos and go to a place I didn't know in Eha Alumona by myself. Like I took her. You said? In Enugu. So I went there, ready or not, here we come. And I was telling stories, going from one family to another family. Telling stories that my name is Gabriel. This is That was big.
Yeah. Jones, come and tell us.
Okay, so I share a similar experience with Emmanuel. At that time, my wife was staying at Bariga. I was staying at Akute. I will go and check her at Bariga. Huh? I will go and check her from Akute at Bariga. After she's done with work, she works on the island, VI. She gets back home by 6, 7 p.m. I will go there. There was a day I was coming back home and they were doing Oro in the night. And I didn't mind, like, Oro, they were doing Oro. And I had that feeling of, yeah, no problem. I just... So many times like, I get home very late. I'll be the last person at the bus stop at Bega. Wow. And I was fine.
Wow. Jide, come and tell us what. Come and tell us this story. You know. By the way, that time that I used my school fees to, you know, to heal my wife of her sickness, and you know, she still wasn't going to like agree that we're already dating, because I felt that by that time we should know that we are dating. And then she still said, there's no big deal here. There's no, well, you know.
So, I think the one I really remember is, I came from Kano. Like, because, we started dating when I was in Kano. So, we started dating and everything, but I came from Kano with, is I risking your life with no money? Like, like I remember that when I got to the house, I think I had like 700 with me or something.
Wow.
So, like, I came purposely because of her.
Wow.
Not because of anything. Like, I didn't come to Lagos to do anything. So, I just knew, like, if you know go, another guy, if he, they shall pass you. So I came purposely because I just surprised that she just came and she just saw me.
That time she told you she was not doing again, what did you do? If I hear my name there. When you people are doing evil things, she won't know. What did you do?
Yeah, so,
How did you feel?
I felt so terrible. And I was afraid. So I think the first thing I did was I called you.
Okay.
And you were not picking. You were not picking, and I was just walking up and down in the room. Like, I'll sit down, I'll stand up, I was just walking up and down in the room. Then I called, I think I remember I called Funsho, I called my brother. I said, now waiting the afternoon, and say, guy, I know that, she no go leave, you know, I know. Yeah, but I remember I was just pacing in the room until I was able to talk to you.
Okay.
Then, I can't remember what you said, but that was when
you calmed down.
I calmed down.
When you now spoke to her, what did you tell her?
I can't really remember. But I can't really remember.
But you reassured her that you are going to be serious.
Yes. No, by action, not even.
You just fixed it.
Not even words. It was not in words. It was like by action. Like, she knew this guy is serious.
What Jesus could not achieve. Hallelujah. You can give them the right. Right. 99% of all the marriages stem out of serious love. And the love is very, very, very genuine. Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask another guy a question. Glintz, tell me what your wife did that made you know that she loves you. When did you start believing that she loves you? All right.
Okay. We kind of have a bit of issues with our parents, you know, because I'm a Yoruba guy, and our elder sister married a Yoruba guy, and it was more or less like an issue, and at that point, I know, that instead of me having my parents interface with our parents, I was the one interfacing with our parents, and there was a day our dad just, you know, snapped at me, and, you know, we're just negotiating list and all that, and at that point, I just said, if you are not going to let her marry me, I'm going to walk out now. And she was at work. She didn't even know any of this was going on. And I was like, I was going to walk out now. And that would be the end, because I'm tired and all that. But, you know, I expected her to actually probably get angry. Mm. And, you know, like, why will you talk like that and all? But she stood by me, because I've been saying, like, you're supposed to be standing for me. Mm. You know, why talking to your parents and all of that? And at that point, she took a stand for me. And, you know, that was...
She left her father and her mother. You know. When I had my own wedding, my whole, like 70% or 80% of my family was not in support of the date of my wedding. But I said that date. You know, when you choose your wedding date, if they change it by 1 week, it feels like an attack. It's after you just think about it that you say you want it the first Sunday of April, and they just say third Sunday of April. It looks like an issue. Sometimes you start praying and fasting that let's trust God, that God will touch your heart. The heart of kings is the hands of the Lord. Just 2 weeks. You see, my point is that we genuinely love one another. Yes. The love is genuine. The only challenge now is that this genuine love is already beginning to frustrate us. And I will tell you why it's frustrating. If I get water in, you know, we have a borehole here. If we connect the borehole to a pipe that was formerly used as a sewage pipe, and I connect the borehole to that pipe, and I pump water from the borehole and it passes through the sewage pipe, will you drink that water? Is the water clean? It was clean from source, but tainted or dirtied or corrupted in the process of getting to you because of the corruption or the dirt of the vessel. And sometimes you can swear that the water is dirty, but the water too will swear to you, I'm not dirty. That's why your wife is still telling you that she loves you. But you are sure she doesn't love you. And you are also sure your husband doesn't love you. It's the same love. But the thing is coming through a pipe that is dirty. And that pipe is yourself. So the love we have for one another is passing through an imperfect pipe. And that's why when it comes out dirty. But the source of it is genuine love. I tell you. I was given an illustration in the first service about sometime during the week. My wife sent me a message. If you were not in the first service, you were not in the first service, raise your hand. You were not. Raise it very well. Yeah. So my wife sent me a message. My eyes paining me. Really, really paining me. I just want you to know, please don't come home. Be focused where you are. You see that message? Very strange, right? Very contradictory. Now, my wife already knows my response to her pain. She knows how I always respond. That's why she said, don't come. Because she knows I'll leave what I'm doing to come. But she still told me about the pain. And still told me not to come. And I should focus on the meeting while I'm aware she's at home going through pain. So, I left the meeting and I went home to see her. So when I got home, she opened the door and I went to the kitchen. And so I was like, how will you just open the door like that and just go to the kitchen? You don't even greet me. You don't even hug me, you know. I said, oh, you're on a call. I just, she went upstairs. I said, this is serious. So I went, I joined her upstairs. I was trying to talk to her. She didn't look at my face. She said like this. Did you see my text? I didn't answer. I didn't really answer, you know. You know, there's some question that... Let's forget about it. I don't want us to fight. Do you understand? So she repeated the question. Did you... You see, when what is making your spouse angry is what is making you angry, you know it's good not to touch it. Because when you are angry, you want me to apologize to you. But what is making you angry is why I'm angry also. You know, it's a very dangerous place to be. So, I hear as if I did not hear the question. Let's go into things of joy and peace. But she asked the question again, did you see my text? So like a student, I replied, I said, well, that's why I'm here. And no, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking if you saw it. I saw it, but I thought you said I should focus. I'm just asking, did you see it? I said, yes, I saw it. That's why I'm here. In fact, I saw it later. You know, it was that one was a lie. I saw it during the... I saw it, but because the way the thing is going... I said, it was after the meeting I saw it. And immediately after the meeting, that's why, you know, because I think that my presence, leaving what I was doing in a place where I'm honored and highly appreciated, driving that far to come and see you, and I have to go back, I feel that that's such a great thing that the whole world should really, you know, appreciate me for me being a great husband. You see? So she just started giving me all this one-one stuff. And I came. And I said, hey, you this girl. You want me. You need me. And you are still doing as if you don't need me. What's all this? I need you for what? But going to where you're going, you need me. So I sent someone to get the drugs for her eye. Got the drugs and all of that. I gave her some gist. When I was now going, she now said, I really want to thank you for coming. You really blessed me and made my day great. Now, she gave me some attitude. She's not aware that she gave me. But the reason why she gave me that attitude is because she misses me and she loves me. But that clean love is passing through impure vessel. And it's coming out as attitude. So, I have the choice to understand the source of this water, not the current color of the water. Because if you do not understand the source, if you do not understand and appreciate the source of the water, and you judge the water by the color, you will frustrate somebody's effort and break somebody. And you will be right to doing it. You have all the facts. But if you were a little bit more spiritual, to ignore this color and trace the source. If you trace the source, you will have enough happiness to treat the water. There is happiness in the source. There is corruption in the process. If we learn to always stay in the source, we are going to have energy to treat the water together. Now, because I know the source is this babe misses me. She wishes I was here from day one. She wishes I didn't even go anywhere. And she's just missing me. But the vessel with which she's expressing her missing is a sewage vessel. The pipe. But it does not take away the fact. So you see, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? That text, the meaning of where are you? Where are you? Is I want you. I want you. I want you. And there are a lot of people that don't want you. Where are you? You never say where you are going to. You never. Why this girl, they frustrate me. If you can calm down and really understand the meaning of that, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Is actually, I want you. I want you. I want you. But they connected that I want you to one very strange vessel that is now coming out as, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And men, we judge things based on facts. Because you can see the water. It is dirty. Don't tell me what is not. This is what you said. This is what you said to me. But if you can trace it, it's actually the same love. What if I tell you three things that dirty the water? The three vessels. Why is my lover frustrating? Why is my lover frustrating me? Why? Because your lover loves you. And they tell you. Listen to me and listen to me very good. Until you start seeing your spouse as your 2-year-old baby, you are going to have problems in your marriage. You must see your spouse as your 2-year-old baby, and you must see yourselves as children. You see? There's nothing that, you see, I might not, it's not good that I'm saying it out, but in the process of raising my three children, the truth is that there were days I thought, why did I have three now? Yes. Because sometimes the frustration is plenty from the children. You see, the way children frustrate, especially babies. This is part of parenting they won't tell you. Sometimes you can wish you can just, maybe, just put it in the water closet. Just. No, it's very frustrating. You see, sometimes, you want to take care of the child, but you don't see the strength again. Do you know, staying at home with children has its own headache? One headache will just remain there. Relax, am I? The headache will just remain there. It will stay, the headache will dress like this. It will just stay in your brain like this. Any. The headache will just be there. It will be just because you are with a child. Ordinary, by the time you stay here 1,000,000 times, do you know, if I tell you stand, you think it's not punishment. But if I tell you to stand somewhere for 2 hours, you know it's punishment. After a while, that's what it is when you are training people. You tell them, sit down there. By the time you start telling one person, sit down there. Where are you going? Those days when they leave me with the children, what I do is that I'll create when they're not there. And when she comes, she begins, I tell her, whoa. Anytime the trainer in my care, I will do it my way. No. I will not agree that one. But if you say I should help you, I will do it my way. So I will carve, I'll carve a place for them. I'll just carve it. I'll use different things to block that place. I'll look for what, if they fall, what would they fall on? I will check. I'll leave them there. I'll leave them there. And sometimes I use my power as a father. I just say, sit here! When I use that, Ibeloma Susi, because Uma Sukun, Asukun Titi Tavis Sun Law, I've won. So, yeah, no, I said, sit down there! Sit down there! Because, you see, when he stay in one place, I will have peace. You see, but I love them so much. And they frustrate us for long. But I understand that they frustrate us because they are children. Stop seeing your wife as one matured person. She's your firstborn. She's your baby. Your wife is a baby. Your husband is a baby. I tell you. It might be a weightlifter. It might be a weightlifter, but I tell you, as husband, he is a baby. The other day, some days ago, I was very hungry. And I got home to eat. And then after service, we were eating. And there's one particular thing I don't like about my food. There's one particular thing. And so that particular food had that thing, which my wife was not aware of, you know. It was not intentional. So immediately, I didn't eat the food. It was on the dining. She noticed, she said, you are not eating. I said, can you just fry chicken for me? I said, you are not eating. She said, I need you to give me an answer so that I can eat that food. I said, I'm not eating. And so she carried the food. And she rushed. I was feeling sad that this girl did not even watch out for my well-being. In the past, she will fight that I'm not into her food. As maturity has set in, she find out that the baby bat a pa. She's treating me like a baby. The baby bat a pa. If you take back, Londuro Lori principle. I saw, but she didn't say, but I know that's what she's doing. So she said, I just want to know, too bad, Jay, because Mufet Jay. That's how we treat our children. Mufet Jay. Hey, can I have it? And she was sitting opposite me. And she said, wow, this food is nice. And then she finished eating it. The next morning, I said, even Pamiki Dio. And the Oga Waki. Then she prepared the food I will eat. And I ate. You see, the sauce is pure love. The vessel. Many of the times we are fighting the vessel. Is that channel you are fighting? And after a while, you forget the sauce. And you begin to invalidate all the text messages you received. You know those text messages? Before you guys might, all those text messages are true. They are true. The name might not be true. Heartbeat, heart pump. I don't know. You know. Heart rub, heart this. But I tell you the truth, all those text messages that she sent you and that he sent you is true. It's just that right now you guys are living so closely now that your vessels are now manifesting. But the love is still true. But if you always focus on the vessel, very soon, you will forget
the source.
And the source is clean. I tell you. It's the vessel. And sometimes you start seeing your spouse by that vessel. And then you forget that picture of that source. That pure love that you guys felt and you guys had without engaging closely. You see, it is familiarity that brought sea finish. If you didn't move in together, the love will still be the way it was. It's that when you guys move together, it's the same problem you had with your brother, you are not having with your husband. It's because your brother was living with you and he knew that you have problem. It's the same thing. I tell you, it's the same thing. So don't conclude. Don't judge by that vessel. You know what? That vessel can be cleaned up. Yeah. It can be, and it will be cleaned up if we do the right thing. Yes, but you have to be patient. But some of those vessels are Asian vessels. Yeah. They are Asian vessels. That is why there's repetition. Some of those vessels, you need spiritual breakthrough. The Bible says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds and imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. So it means that when you want to bring down something that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, it's warfare. So some of those vessels are now in stronghold realm. So if you plan to be happy when your spouse change, you might be happy in the new Jerusalem. I wish I can tell you there's a date for change. Nobody knows. It's like the second coming. I need to tell you all these things quickly. It's like the second coming. No bad day. See, you think this girl that love you don't wish to change? You think the one person I'm talking about you about that loves washing toilet does not wish to change? When she's changing after 1 week, the stronghold kicking again. Brother, they go and wash toilet. Man, wash toilet. And they decided for me. Nilo, do 1 hour long. The source is clean. The love is clean. The love is genuine. It's the vessel. It's the vessel. And some of this, what corrupts the vessel, I thought about it when I was talking about you see, all of us are a product of our upbringing, whether you know it or not. For example, me, I can't cope with the poor around me. I can't cope. My response, I don't like poor. I'm hyper when I see. I can bless the poor until I become poor and the poor is no more poor. I will not be begging the poor to help me again. You know why? I experience extreme poverty. I experience extreme poverty. When I see a woman closing her shop around 11 p.m., 12 a.m., with her little child, many times tears fill my eyes because that's the experience of my... I knew why they stayed long because they haven't made enough money for dinner that day. I knew why. Because I've been there. One day I met there's one woman I buy corn from. Her corn is the worst corn in this life. I've never eaten corn that is sweet from that woman. Never. And she's the only person I buy corn from. I'm sure she's sure I'm buying her corn because it's sweet. It's the worst. It's the worst corn I've eaten in my life. How many did you throw away the last time? Yeah, it's throw everything. When I want to buy, I will buy plenty. Pack up, pack up, pack up, pack up, pack up, pack up, pack up. One day I bought corn, I dashed her 10,000 naira. Not for the price, not after paying for corn, I gave her 10,000. She was shocked. It wasn't even 15,000 naira. She was shocked. She said, why? I said, when's your birthday? The birthday is about 6 months. I said, what birthday gift? It's my poverty that is leading me. It's not Holy Spirit necessary. I understand her. I know what she's doing there. I can see her children. I'm imagining her children. I'm imagining PTA fee. I'm imagining a developmental fee. All those things, I'm imagining it. And it's affecting my engagement with her. So let's assume my wife is thinking investment. I'm thinking taking care of the poor. Why? Because she grew in prosperity. You get it? She grew in prosperity. Where they can blow 500K in the night, blow this in the night. Affluence. I didn't grow that way. I want to make all of us, make everybody chop, make everybody laugh. Make all of us that they go small like that. Make all of us go small. That's how I grew up. So it has affected. You can't even, if I tell you something, you will scream, you will open your mouth. Growing up, the toothbrush to use is the one that doesn't have water currently. It's not that it's your own. You will just check it. You like, if water comes out, that means somebody just uses it, you will drop it. You pick another one. All right, no water. That's how I grew. That's how I grew up. That's why you won't see me far from people. I'm never far from people. I'm close. If you put me far from people, I like to be close to people. Even when I'm alone doing retreat, I see one people. Sometimes I tell people to come and see me. They think they will see me. When you come to my house, when you think you will see me, you are deceiving yourself. Sometimes you will see me more after service than staying in my house. Some people have come to my house, they stay 2 weeks. We didn't have one time to talk. And it is when they want to go, I'll say, where are you going to? Where are you going to? Stay, Jared, stay. Stay. I was. Then there cannot be one strange night. I will now be around. Well, now, geez. But just knowing that you are around and that you are fine. All I'm concerned is your welfare. I'll be able to say, hope this person has this. Hope this person has this. Your welfare, I'm happy. Now, it's how I grew up. So our growing up affects our character. So sometimes what has corrupted that, and for some people, the way poverty has opened my own bowels of kindness. For some people, poverty made them afraid. So they don't want to release because they're afraid that they won't have again. It has different manifestation. So sometimes you need to understand that the reason why this person is behaving this way is because of their childhood experience. And I tell you, complaining not gonna change anything. You see, don't stress yourself. There are some things complaining ain't gonna change. Complaining will not change anything. That girl is not about to change until a corrective atmosphere is created. And because that thing did not happen in one day, most times it won't go in one day. There has to be a corrective atmosphere. It might take years. Is that correct? And if you don't know how to provide the corrective atmosphere, you will be in that for a long time. Are you beginning to see why your lover is frustrating you?
Yes, sir.
I'm really sorry. You have been through a lot. I'm sorry. So let me quickly tell you three things. I'll just wrap it up. Time has gone. Oh, good. Let me tell you three things. One, you must understand that your lover still loves you. Understand that. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Still what? Tell yourself, this person loves me. Yeah. Loves me. Call your spouse name, those who have, and if you don't have, just say my lover. Yeah, call her, say, Desiri still loves me. Call your spouse name. Just say it to yourself. Say it to you. I didn't say tell your spouse. I did about to decide digging him. Church lower now. My boutique. Totally good. Yeah. Say the series still loves me. Yeah. Praise God. Now this has to stay in your brain. If this one shifts in your brain, it will affect you big time. The second thing, so the first thing, my lover loves me. So it means that a lot of our action towards you, even though it's coming out from a bad vessel or is not properly done, you must understand that they are doing it because what? They love. So you can say that some nagging, though nagging is bad, but the reason is that that vessel is expressing one particular love. I don't know if you're getting what I'm talking about. You see, you can come home in the midnight and you think it's nothing. But your spouse is disturbing you and calling you and fighting for you for coming out at night because she loves you. And then she doesn't want anything to harm you. Sometimes our lovers even love us more than we love. Yeah. I tell you the truth. Sometimes they love you even more than you love yourself. Sometimes you take on crazy risk. But they love you more than you love yourself. Sometimes the reason why your spouse is fighting is not even because that thing has any value to them. It's just because they know that it will be better for you if you go this way. I tell you the truth. You might now interpret that as maybe control or something, but I tell you it's just love. I remember there was a time in my life I can play game for. It was three hours. Now I can play game for 3 hours. Now I can. As I have sense, I can now. I'm not talking of 3 hours. I'm saying I can play game for days. Yeah, days. You just look for time to sleep. But whilst you are sleeping, you are thinking about it that money that it changed for me, show me. No, I'm telling you, you would think till you break through into information. Today, do you understand what I'm talking about? You go to meditate, say, how this guy did take beat me? Because what you guys played yesterday, you people saved the score to continue. You are not getting the point. It's not that yesterday's game had ended with yesterday. Are there gamers in this place? Yesterday's game did not end. It can continue. 5-2 tomorrow now. We'll go pick him from 5-2. And then throughout the day, you are meditating that guy. Man, 4-3-3, you pay me. I say, all out, bye. Tibagbe 2 at 3, me, can't stay back. Can't tell the guy anything, I mean, can't tell the guy. You are meditating and something, you just break to the pie. And then you try it, you win. You see, when you have gotten a information, you walk on my, because he's used to something else. You have got from that 5 to only bede 6-5. But what brought, who not in long meditate? I'm telling you. You see, and my wife will always fight me when I do that. I'll say, why? I need to unwind. But I'm no more unwind. I'm not winding down. I said, are you not happy that I'm not going to club? I'm not going to club. I'm not doing what the worldly things are doing. Can't I just do this one thing? I don't go to club. I don't do anything. I just want to unwind. Why can't you just leave me in peace? Guess what? She was seeing the calling. That with this thing, this is not how apostles used to behave. You can't be an apostle like this. She loved my calling more than I love myself. When you know the person loves you, you'll be patient to really find out what they are trying to say. Because the person talking loves you. Is it not the best person to listen to? Somebody who what? Loves you. So your spouse loves you. Sometimes it might look like they are controlling you, but you can, if you calm down and listen very well, you'll find out that the source is love. The vessel might not be perfect. The second thing is that why your spouse is frustrating you, one, they love you. Two, they love themselves. Because the way you are leading this life. You can't, because they love themselves. And then if you see the aggression of somebody who's trying to stay alive, you know it's not a small aggression. So your wife is trying to stay alive, and unfortunately she can't be alive without you. So she's going to do everything to make sure you got the sense, because she needs you to get the sense to be alive. So that frustration is her own, she's trying to survive. And the way you are leading your life, she's not sure if you are to survive. So she loves herself also. Huh? Am I not telling the truth? Yes, I love myself. Can I tell the third one? Yes, now, when you know your wife loves you, you will really understand her. Eh? Yes, when you know that you love her, she loves herself, then you understand that she's just being logical. Yes. 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 That's why when you are not making enough money, your wife will not be very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She won't be happy. Because she loves herself. She loves the children. She's doing the math. She will just be giving you different ideas. Oh, she wants a granite by. Don't see it. Don't see it as hatred. Eh? I'm saying something to you.
Let me do this side of the show.
Praise God. So she loves herself and she loves the children. And that's why she's pushing you in that direction. Thank God you have somebody who is pushing you. Thank God. Thank God. Listen, I always like it when a man marries a woman that has dreams. I like it. Because there's nothing that can push a woman, a man, than a woman that has dreams. Yeah, I like it. May I like it? May I like it? When a woman wants more, I like it. She will shake the man's boot. Yeah. Sometimes I used to give them eye. Shukam. 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 It's not good for a man to just demay, you know, to get shaking. Yes. A man must be on his toes. Be on your toe by peace. Be on your toes by joy. Be on your toes. Yeah, a man must be on his toes. A man must be envisaging, planning for the future, for the family, based on what God has told them. Yeah. If you are not moving the way God has told you and your spouse, your wife will trouble you. She will shake you. She won't do it well. Because of the vessel, she won't do it well. She might do it well later. And your husband too might not do it well. They will get it later. But don't forget what we started from. The what?
Sauce.
Sauce. The third reason why your spouse is frustrating you, your lover is frustrating you, is that your lover is angry with you. Yes. Unbeknownst here. You did that one, is not there. It's there. Sometimes they are retaliating. Yeah. A man can retaliate and say, this girl, I go shwam. I go shwam. You know, they appreciate what they bring come this house. I go reduce them. So tell us, what are the needs of this home? 200,000. I can't afford 200,000. All I have is 60,000. You have to make the best of it. Our mothers in the old did better with that. Angry with you. Human beings get angry. Don't think your own doesn't get angry. Yeah. And submissive wives too get angry. And there is a way submissive wives to express their own anger. It's a submission anger. Yeah. And men also get angry. If Bible says we should not provoke our children to anger, that's children. What about adults? So your spouse can be angry. When you keep doing something over and over again, your spouse will be provoked. And when your spouse is provoked, you get frustration. So don't provoke people to frustrate you. If you keep doing the same thing, listen, if you keep doing same thing and same thing, don't stop expecting the person you are offending to walk in love. Stop expecting the person you are offending to walk in love. It's witchcraft. You can't be the one offending someone and you are the one dictating the person's love walk. If you know about love work, why didn't you use it for yourself? So don't be shocked at people's response when when you are behaving like a crazy person. If you do anyhow, don't be shocked when you see anyhow. Don't say, I thought you were a Christian. Me too, I thought you were a Christian. It's witchcraft. If you do anyhow, don't tell the person how the person will respond. It's for the Holy Spirit to do that. It's not for you. Yes, sir. You can't tell somebody that, you can't slap somebody and be the one to tell the person to turn the second cheeks. Whatever your eye see, you get. If the person responds to the Holy Spirit to turn the second cheek, fine. If the person give you double slap, it's fine. You can't now slap someone and say, you slap someone and say, don't forget what the Bible says. So sometimes when your spouse is angry with you, your spouse will retaliate. Coded retaliation. It should be coded. She's born again. It has to be coded. Coded retaliation. Sometimes it's silent treatment. It's not good. She still loves you. God gets angry. And that's why I said we can be angry but don't sin. You see, but that communication is between that person and God. You don't know whether the person will be God. You don't know whether the person... You see, stop living your life based on hoping somebody will obey God. Do the right thing.
Yes, sir.
So stop getting people angry by doing the right thing. Right? Because there can be retaliation. Listen, there are some women who... They have finished their husband. Their husband does not know. They have finished him. He does not know. I remember many years ago, I had a neighbor who had finished the husband did not know. It was just her and one of her nephew that knew. As the husband was building his house, she was building her own with the same money.
Yeah.
But she was the one in charge of the house, so she divided whatever money as the man building his own. She and that guy are building their own. Yeah. And then she and the guy have a key to their current house, the way the man keeps the money. So when she goes, she steals some money. The guy will collect his own key, go and steal some money. It was building something where it was to the boy too. And then she's stealing it. Ah, the Ekarosa. Some women, their own plan is when the children start having children, they will show this man. You see, Omugwo sometimes is dealing. You see, sometimes when you see, and that's why, calm down when your mother is telling you how she wants the wedding to be sometimes. Because that wedding day, you see, there's a way she wants it because there are a lot of people she needs to deal with that day. You say you just want it small. You don't understand. Your wedding is the final. Is the final theater for the final battle. Is the final. I say, I just want something small. I say, want something small. It's the final day for the final battle. There's a way she needs to dance. I want you don't know that it was battle that made you. It was battle that grew you up. That's our last reward. There are some people that mustn't show up. If they show up, she will deal with them. And as people that they will show up, she will tell them to put them in one seat that is far. And there's a way she will dance when she passed some people. Say, and her friends know about it. So those ones will be saying things. My Lord, we me Lord. There will be an IP her. I tell you, retaliation sometimes, because you have hurt somebody for talk. So you see, when you are hurting someone and the person is still talking, change. When the person stops talking, be ready. It has turned to investment. All you, what you are doing is turned to investment, and you are going to cash out. You're going to cash out. So don't think you can keep doing good and say, he's a believer. You deny your husband of sex regularly. Say, he's a believer. May you not think you have two children, whether it's you have, there are five. I tell you. You are denying your husband of sex. You say he's a believer. He will tell you he's a believer. I'm a believer. We're believers. We believe God. But the day you get the result of your actions, you'll be shocked. Or you speak to your husband anyhow. So you're stupid, you're crazy, you're so. He tells you to stop. Then he stops talking about it. You will get a result very soon. Treat your wife anyhow. She stops talking. You abuse your wife anyhow. So you just talk to your wife anyhow. She keeps telling you the same thing. You don't change. You are going to get a reward. You will. And God will forgive her whatever they do to you. You see, the umpire forgives. Are my friends here? Yes, sir. So, she's frustrating you because she loves you. She's frustrating you because he or she loves you. He or she is frustrating you because what? He or she loves themselves. And he or she is frustrating you because what? They are angry. And all these three does not mean they do not what? Love you. The source is beautiful, right? So what do you do when you find out that you have angered your spouse? One, you repent. Two, you do the good enough that we cover the evil. Don't just say, I'm sorry. Say I'm sorry regularly. Don't say I'm sorry. I say, Mudetimbe. Listen, the person who you offend has the right to determine when they have accepted your apology. You can't offend someone and choose when they will accept your apology. It means that it's still about you. You have to allow the person to go through the process of when they fully accept the apology. And that's dependent on their work with God. Yeah. And so you can back it up with prayers.
Yes, sir.
But you have to be consistent in the apology. Don't, if the person has not received it, don't think you have is enough what you have done. Mm-hmm. If you truly love the person, what do? You keep at it. And that, and actually, that's what the person is actually waiting for.
Yeah.
You keep at it. I'm really sorry about last week. Please forgive me. And there is nothing that will save your home ever. You see, like brokenness and humility. I tell you. Be broken. You are not too big to beg your spouse. You are not too big to cry before your spouse. Whether man or woman. Nobody's recording you. You don't have to look. Nobody, who knows who cried today before coming? Nobody knows who cried. All the men here are looking like real men. You don't know whether it's from my knees I came to service today. Nobody knows. I came, I picked the mic, I bet so out of my belly. Maybe it first came out of the... before it came out of my belly. Nobody knows. All of us look like genuine men, but only our wife can tell the people. And we trust God to give us wives that will not be telling people at the sound of our tears. I say, guy, who's going to go? Will still be able to maintain guy. When you understand these things, your years of frustration will keep reducing. One, the person who's frustrating you will reduce frustration because you now understand them. Two, even you, your capacity to be frustrated will reduce because you now have understanding. Frustration will reduce because even your propensity to get people angry will not drop. And eventually our homes will be nothing but heaven on earth. God bless you.